Hi, I'm Jonathan Peters, and welcome to my podcast on pages 155 to 157 of Anita Desai's The Zigzag Way. What an interesting passage. So much to puzzle over. My first question, of course, is, how is Eric suddenly talking to a ghost? Obviously, this is Betty, but is it a ghostly vision or Eric's imagination? Perhaps Eric's journey on the Zigzag Way has finally taken him into the past. Or maybe he was simply fortuitous enough to appear in an abandoned cemetery on the Day of the Dead. In the passage, Betty first explains to Eric that she found some flowers by the path. But really, what is this path? This path is the Zigzag Way, which describes the ways that characters in this book approach their lives and hang on to their paths. And paths. Moving here and there on the ZZ Way, they carry their histories like miners hauled silver, as they face the airstream of their oncoming futures. This describes Anita Desai's country-hopping life perfectly. While she may be from India, she has also lived in Great Britain and the U.S. As she writes in The Writing Life, as a child, when I was asked what I wanted to be, I would reply, a gypsy. Yet elements of all the places she's been and the culture she's experienced remain in her work. She also writes, what appears to be a most passive phase of existence becomes one of intense and heightened response, although that may not make itself apparent till long after, when you find yourself turning it into words on paper. As I read in this passage, the Zigzag Way does lead characters to these unexpected places. These are truly the postmodern multicultural novels Eugenides talks about in The Bomb Interview. Betty may have come from Cornwall, but ended up in Mexico. She tells Eric, everyone comes from somewhere else. Betty, a miner's wife, may not have expected to meet her grandson in Mexico, but on Desai's Zigzag Way, anything is possible. This is an avid representation not only of immigration and time travel, but the novel form itself. Dimmock writes that, its frame is indeed global, but the global here, bearing the compass of time, enfolds rather than erases its scalar opposite. Time, place, all dissolve and are reformed in the global novel. What do you think of that idea? On the front of the book, Time magazine calls Desai the connoisseur of displacement. How have we been displaced and brought back together in this passage in a very non-Euclidean way? This passage is mainly about endings, though. Ending the novel and ending Betty's wait for her relatives to return for her on the Mexican Day of the Dead. Why else place the book on November 1st? Quite a journey, Eric tells her. And ending here, replies Betty. Where does Eric go now that he has found his history, now that his part of his Zigzag Way is complete? He agrees with Betty to try the peyote, but in a way he has experienced the time of his ancestors, as Desai writes about peyote in the chapter's epigraph. It is unlikely that he will be haunted by this past, like Doña Vera, who we learn in this passage is not so lucky. As Betty says, the peyote gives her bad dreams, very bad. Hiding from her past, Vera finds it continues to haunt her in insidious ways. The past never truly leaves anyone, and it still definably exists. But it seems both Eric and Betty have met, Eric offered flowers, and both are ready to move on. So what now for our hero, Eric? This passage reminds me of a part of The Inheritance of Lost, page 293, in which Bijou decides to return home, relishing the possibility to lose the overrated control over his own destiny. What does that mean? How are Eric and Bijou both trusting the Zigzag Way? Where do you go if you do not know the destination? Perhaps, like the ghostly Betty, Eric's destiny is to wander. What path? Not Betty's, which is blocked by a wall, a stand-in for death, but the much more arduous path, the one that is always ahead, always beckoning, the zigzag path of the life lived fully. Thank you for listening. I look forward to our discussion in class. How?